Hello, and welcome back to another episode of your favorite political podcast. It's your boy, Day.
And I am David, and together we are Call Me Limbo. You should probably know that now if you've been listening for a while.
But if it's your first time, welcome.
Welcome. That's right. Exactly. So, yes, we hope that your friends have been sharing this with you. So hopefully that's how you heard about us. Yes, today at least for me, I don't want to speak for you. At least let me just speak for me. I have kind of given up on, I could just ended the sentence right there. I've just kind of given up. Period. But I have kind of given up now on trying to like have like a theme per se. So I was like, I usually come into these now where I'm like, I've got several things that like I just want to like hear your hot take on.
I didn't have like, I'm always thinking, David is definitely always thinking, y'all have no idea. I actually love it because he'll just like randomly text me like 10 things at 2 a.m. and it'll be like this well thought out. I always say like, it's like Pinky in the Brain. It's like, what are we going to do? Try and take over the world. And I love that. It's one of my favorite things about him. But
thank you.
I'm always ruminating on something, but I don't feel like anything has brought me as to chorus per se. But these questions you have actually might randomly have sparked something that I'm like, oh no, I did actually want to speak on that. So
that's okay. So yeah. So one of them, this you've been warned. This I did send you as a meme. And it said there were two buttons to push. And yes, it said if you could push one button that you were guaranteed to receive $1 million. I'm in this scenario, I'm assuming a tax-free $1 million.
Thank you.
My pleasure. You're welcome.
And that was going to be 50 off, you know, as gifting. I'm kidding.
That's right. Yes. No tax, no gift tax, none of that. So you can push the button for like 1 million guaranteed, or you can push this other button that's a 50-50 chance of getting 50 million. What button do you push?
I'm pressing 1 million.
Same.
It's not that trust me, the urge to do 50-50 is very high because the odds, may the odds ever be in your favor. But I'd rather walk away with 100% of 1 million than 0% of that 50 million. And I can make that 1 million turn into the 50 million and more.
There you go.
If they handle it properly. So yeah, I'm probably, if I got two on the 50 million, like two tries, then I actually might do the 50 million.
Ooh, that's not a bad idea. Okay. Yeah, it's kind of like entering have you ever heard of Casa Bonita?
Mm-mm.
The greatest restaurant on earth. Okay. That's what they call it. They just reopened it and the South Park creators bought it. So they like, the food was just a dump. Like it would fly out on these, like it was like enchilada platters, like made with like Velveeta cheese. And, like,
wow.
And it would slide through like a hole in the wall. Like it would just fly out. But the sopapillas were good. And they have like, yeah. And they have like cliff divers and they have like mariachi bands. Like, oh, and they have like this gorilla that runs around. What? They have a cave. This place is wild. I remember going there as a kid when we'd come over here.
Where is this at? Like, I'm genuine.
It's in Denver. Well, it's in Lakewood. It's a suburb of Denver, but it's Denver. And it's in this, and it's in like a strip mall. It's in like a, like next to like a, when I went, it was next to like a, like not a Blockbuster, a Hollywood Video, I think is what it was. Yes. Yes. On the left hand side. And on the right, it was like a dollar store. So now because of gentrification, it's next to like a brewery.
Makes sense.
So, but all of this to say is in order to go now to like the reopened Casa Bonita that opened like 6 months ago, you had to like enter an email lottery because they're still doing this like phased opening thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's actually a point to this story.
Okay. I'm excited to get there, but
I'm getting the there. Group thank you, always. In order to go to the new Casa Bonita, you had to enter like their email list, and they were doing random lottery drawings from the email list. And so many people, including myself, are still waiting for their invite because they're branding it as like, nothing's changed, but everything's improved or everything's better or something like that. And so I'm still waiting to go. And it just made me think about how some people are kind of gamifying the Casa Bonita lottery by using multiple email addresses to get selected. And that's what reminded me of you getting multiple button pushes for the 50 million. So that's a hot.
Okay.
That's a hot take. All of that to get right back to where we started.
Well, I had to look this up while you were speaking because I was very, very curious about what it looks like, et cetera, et cetera.
It's bright pink. It's like, it's like Pepto-Bismol, not a sponsor, pink.
It looks like a cat. It looks like a church steeple with like,
yeah,
this is a lot.
Oh, it's,
I wasn't expecting this though.
But you can see how it would be the greatest restaurant on earth, right?
It definitely is in the running for something. Definitely is in the running for something. Wow.
It's a good thing that this is an audio only medium because your facial reaction to it now.
Sorry, y'all. I was looking. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. But yes, to answer the original question, it's definitely 1 million for me.
Same. And I think not only with like, yes, being able to make that money grow because our money's not backed in anything. It's kind of imaginary, sort of, especially when you're at that level. You can just kind of waltz
only
around.
Only if it's tax free, though. It has to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's changing the situation.
Yeah. Fair. Yeah, no, I think the same thing. I'm like, I could pay off my house. And then I was like, oh my gosh, I could just go. Like, I feel like I could just go like do mutual aid for a really long time until I was able to build up a like basically small dollar donations enough to like fund kind of the life that I would want to live. So, yeah, I think that's kind of cool. So, yes. So, no, I agree. I thought that if you are interested, the listener, in playing this game, let us know what option you would choose at Call Me Limbo Pod on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and Threads. And why, especially if you're one of the 50 million people, like why go that route? I'm curious. The other thing that I was curious about is I've been seeing a lot of like year-end lists and like year-in-review sort of things. And I don't have an answer for this yet. So I'm curious if you do, we can just process in real time. What were your, I don't know if you want to keep it in the realm of politics or if you want to expand to entertainment or whatever you want to do. Do with this question what you will. What would you say your like 2023 highs and lows are, or peaks and valleys?
I think I'm going to wait. I do think an entertainment one would be great. And so I might compile a list of that. So I won't do that one now. Okay. But as far as politics, I think a low would be Israel-Palestine war. Just because there's nothing beautiful that comes out of seeing. There's nothing good that comes out of seeing that type of wreckage. But taking that aside, I would probably say the fact that the primary system in the Democratic Party is a low for me, because I don't know if you've seen the report that just came out recently that Biden's support with 18 to 34 has significantly decreased, but it actually, in an odd turn of events, like Trump is outpolling Biden in that age group, which doesn't even make sense for real. But wow. It's like, you like, no red flags are going off. And I saw an article, I think it was Axios, where they were talking about Dean Phillips, and all these party loyalists in the Democratic Party were like, you know, I question if he's really a Democrat now. How can he do this? Because he's daring to primary Biden, which is like called democracy. But yeah, I don't know. I think my low was that I think it's taken me a minute to talk it out loud to get to it. My low is that I have finally completely cut the cord with the Democratic Party. I think there's still strategic and tactical reasons to use that party. But as far as like an allegiance of sorts, which I felt like was barely existent anyways, but now it's like completely gone.
Yeah. So that makes sense. I guess when I'm thinking about kind of my low, it's related to yours with Israel-Palestine in a sense, and it's more specifically like directed kind of at one person. Like Bernie Sanders has not really stepped up and called for a ceasefire. And especially as someone who, like, I was super bought into Hope and Change Obama in 2008. And kind of, I was less disillusioned with him than, like, by the end of his term, because I was still kind of unlearning a lot of these systems. But I still, like, really held Bernie Sanders in pretty high regard. And for this to be, I would say, at least in the social media content that I'm consuming, the news that I'm consuming, the conversations that I'm having, I would say that, like, the Israel-Palestine is a pivotal moment for so many people, I think, in their political awakening. And so I was like, it's like we're actively seeing like not a fair fight at this point. And so there's a plus and a minus, I guess. So I was like, I'm disappointed that someone who sold themselves to us, the American people, as a true progressive, isn't leaning into this issue or standing up for this issue. Cause I think when we look back at this moment in history, I was like, we're gonna see the events for what they really were. And that's like genocide and the extermination, the attempted extermination of an ethnic group. And so wah, wah, that's, yeah, David Downer, but like also, I'm glad that more people are kind of politically awaking as well to everything that's going on.
Is that your high, that people are waking up?
Yes. And, yes, I think from like a federal perspective, yes. And I think the other high for me is like Denver inaugurating a new city council and a new mayor in July. And I was like, we had the same mayor for 12 years. And so like, it's a long time, 3 terms. And our new mayor, like while he's not perfect by any means, he made housing and homelessness the core of his campaign. And I actually, despite the increase in the substantial increase in the police budget for next year here, he actually, if you ignore that, the police stuff, which is kind of hard to separate,
that's not going anywhere.
No, it's not. But if you also look at like investments in other areas of the budget, like he really is trying to like make good on his promise of housing not only 1,000 people by the end of the year. The city purchased or leased, and I think city council's approved maybe not all of the contracts, but several more recently to house at least 1,000 people by the end of the year, or shelter, or like move them indoors. So there's controversy around the way that the numbers are being counted and calculated and marketed. And But isn't that like political messaging, just the propaganda piece? So in my mind, I was like, even though the numbers were a little bit, they aired in his favor, or they were going toward his favor, I'm just happy to see them like moving in a more optimistic direction. And I'm glad to see dollars following that. And like with city council pushing the mayor too, with this new city council group pushing for, I believe, an extra $30 million in eviction assistance. So to keep people housed, I think that's pretty cool. So I've been really encouraged by like several of the city councilors who are like truly, truly progressive from what I've seen so far. So I will continue to believe it. But yeah, that for me is a win. Just new perspectives, new focuses, and kind of recognizing and feeling the urge to meet the gravity of this moment in the city.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Just what about you? I would say it's kind of simple, but I would say the people I've gotten to meet this year or interact with, and some I would even call friends after, because of the Marianne Williamson campaign, just because of just politics and conversations on social media in general, that I would argue has been really nice, because you kind of build a community of people who understand your viewpoint, but also maybe have their own platforms, or you're able to have deeper conversations about, you know, strategy and messaging. And, you know, I don't know, it's like an outlet where sometimes you can feel isolated. We're blessed because we have the podcast, so it's like great, we can vent and do all of that with the microphone. But sometimes it's like just everyday day-to-day life, besides us going back and forth, it's nice to have like other people to like converse with. And so I would say that's probably my high on a political note. I mean, we did get to film an episode in Scotland, but
that was cool. Yeah.
But I put that more in like my social fun bucket, but technically we did. And
technically we were away for work. And if you would like to help fund this work trip, you can at Call Me Livo Pod on Patreon, Venmo, or Cash App.
Next time I would love to like interview politicians there or people there, because kind of like that one interview that we did.
Quincy.
With Quincy. Mainly because it was very different. And the way that they thought about things was different. I'm trying to think. I think the conflict had just erupted.
It just started.
It was still the month of the conflict when we were there. And so there still was a lot of fresh. It felt like we always were missing the action. We were there for the Israel protest.
Yes.
And I wasn't ready. I said, I think because everyone had put so much fear before we left about just being careful and vigilant, which is always
important. Yes.
But it was like, you just saw this mass of people right where we were going to be going in front of the museum. But it was like, whenever we would leave, they'd be like, oh, there were 500,000 people outside doing this.
Yeah.
Oh, there was a big rally for this. Oh, so I felt like we would always end up like by chance missing a lot of the things. And so if I could, you know, next time, if, you know, barring everything is smooth, I would definitely think it'd be fun to interview different people, and not even from a sense of challenging them, but more from a place of just letting people talk so I can understand.
Yeah.
Because I think it's important sometimes. Sometimes I think it's important to counter, to offer an opposing view. And sometimes offering it in a non-confrontational way, simply to let people talk and tell you who they really are. And I think sometimes people, when they're interviewing, in spaces where that's important, I think they forget. Like in certain long form ones, sometimes I'm like, no, just let them tell on themselves. Yeah. And then in other ones, I do think it's important to push back, especially on certain topics.
I agree. Yeah. I think it'd be pretty cool to interview someone in every country where we have listeners to, which at last count was 28.
Ooh, that would be really fun.
Which I think would be pretty cool. So if you are the Nigerian prince listening, you can keep sending me those emails and I will keep sending you those wire transfers. No, really. My mom
Let's
actually
make
fell
that.
for one of those phishing schemes the
Oh
other day.
no.
I know. Thankfully, my dad caught it.
Oh, good.
But yes. But yeah, no, I was like, if you are listening in another country, we'd love to talk to you too. So feel free
Yeah.
to message us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, or Threads at CallMeLimboPod. I guess, why don't we wrap it up with like, and I guess we have next week too before the new year, but I was like, is there anything that you're hoping to finish or like complete in the last week and a half or so of the year before
That's a
2024
good
starts?
Question. I have some work things that I need to finish and school things. I would say as far as politics, not necessarily. However, I do have a lot that I hope for us in the new year.
Same.
In terms of what I would love to see. But as of right now, no. I think for me, it's just finishing the year out with love. Admittedly, I've gotten these past 2 days, I've pretty much been out of commission because of sleep, because I think the 4 or 5 months of just going and going and going and going finally caught up with me. And like I had 2 days to do nothing. And my body said, go lay down.
Yeah.
That was it.
For those who don't know, Day just finished his first semester of graduate school. Which is a huge accomplishment. And so, yeah, you deserve rest. Like, rest is productive. And, like, you should absolutely lean into that with the rest of the
year. Thank you. Thank you so much. Because, yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I have a lot more singing to do. I would say, yeah. I was going to say that's probably one of my non-political highs, but I'll save that maybe for next week's episode. But, yeah, I'm really excited to bring us into the new year. So. Hopefully, grow the channel, more people. I don't know. But what about you?
Yeah. Need to do is I do need to participate in a little bit of consumerism. For those who are listening on Friday when this comes out, Christmas Day is Monday.
Literally. And it
literally
was not hitting me until today.
No, me either. So I need to purchase some gifts. Like, it's kind of like a, okay, like, you've waited long enough. And I'm really excited. A friend of mine and a listener, Jessica, sent me some beautiful Oracle cards last year. And like, I believe that you're supposed to be gifted the deck. Like, you don't get to pick your own. Like, you're gifted the deck. Yeah, I believe I heard that somewhere. And so I was like, I have drawn an Oracle card. Last year, I drew one on New Year's Eve to kind of set the tone for my new year. And it was Radiance. And then, so I was like, and I hung it on like in a frame near like my back door where I come and go all the time. So I was like, all right, this is the energy that I want to be reminded of when I leave this space. And then for my birthday in the middle of the year, I drew another Oracle card and it was hope. And so, yeah. And so it's like hope on top of radiance. And I'm really, really looking forward to drawing another Oracle card on New Year's Eve this year, just to kind of see what the universe is trying to present to me. So go back and listen to our God Doesn't Hate Me, You Do episode, and you'll hear that I am not religious at all, and here I am talking about the power of the universe. So, yeah.
It's so wild. But, actually, admittedly, maybe we'll talk about it next week. New Year's Eve, I hate that my favorite holiday, which is Christmas, is so close to New Year's Eve, because New Year's Eve is probably... I realized the other day when I was talking to a friend, I was like, I actually don't think I celebrate any other holidays in the year except for Christmas. So I guess Passover Sunday/Easter.
Yeah.
Those are like the only ones I celebrate. But the only one that makes me sad is New Year's Eve.
Okay.
It's a very bittersweet leaning on sadness thing for me. And so that is really, maybe we'll talk about that next week. But hearing you say
that's
that,
a good
it's
idea.
So interesting because you have such a positive like
there is
framing
though, like,
of it.
Yes and no. It's like, I have another friend who says, David, let this one go, but I still can't yet. And it's around like, I don't like surprises, but I live for the thrill. And it is, it's like the end of the year where like you don't like you kind of know what your life looks like now or what you've been through this year. It's like you don't know what's going to come next year. So it's like there is uncertainty and all that stuff too. So I don't know. We've made it this far. And I think that that's probably something to celebrate. You know, if you if you two made it this far into this episode and this far into surviving late stage capitalism, we say thank you.
Yes.
Do you want to let people know how they can get in touch with us?
Absolutely. So Call Me Limbo Pod is the thing to type for everything. This is normally David's spiel. I'm terrible at it. But at Gmail is the email. Mm-hmm. Venmo, Cash App, Instagram, X, Threads. Is there anything else?
Patreon, Venmo, Cash App. I think you did all say of those Cash things, App, but we'll say that one again. Pod.
Yeah. Yep. Send a dollar just for that. We appreciate that as a thing, as a Christmas gift, because we really are. Listen, everybody's struggling, so I'm not even asking more than a dollar.
Nope.
But we really do have some plans that we want to kind of elevate the podcast next year. Things we want to do, especially with it being an election year. So we're going to be a little bolder and go for it and really bring great content and grow the family from 28 countries to 40 countries. Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah. I was going to say all 180 something, but I don't know exactly that number. So,
yeah.
I love that. Yeah. That was great. So cool. Yes. I am excited as well. I think it is going to be a great year for the podcast. If you've seen, we have a logo. We updated our photo with a logo. We paid a contractor by the name of Mark Mittelstadt, who is featured in our show notes as well, to give him credit for creating that artwork. And we paid him. And then we also... Our theme music was also created by a friend, Aiden Ivory Edwards, who we also paid. And I think that to pay people for their work is really, really important. And so, again, in order for us to kind of live out our values too, it does take a little bit of money. So, yeah, I was going to say, I guess I'll leave it at that instead of begging.
No, I'm really grateful. This has been... Some of you have already given, and some of you are Patreon members, and it's truly from the bottom of my heart. I want to express gratitude because one day David and I would like to be living this life full time and doing things that we find meaning and passion in. And we can only do that when we've built a support system necessary, because unfortunately, as David likes to say, we're all surviving capitalism, but
we are.
But I promise, making that investment of us, we don't take that lightly, and we will do everything we can to bring you excellent content.
Yep. So, yeah, I want to start writing more ads again. So it may not be every week, but more periodically. I do too. And I think that that was something that people liked too. And I liked doing it as well. So, So it's like, I'm excited for what's to come. I think we're finding our rhythm, and we thank you for getting to this point with us and growing with us and going where we're going. So, yeah. And you know, it's like I always say, capitalism is a game and I'm just a player.
Y'all, I'm going to let you live on that one. I'm going to just let you live. But you know what? I do want to say, never forget that when they go low, we go to hell.
That's right.
So call us.
So call me limbo. Thanks.